This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two of the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live is officially underway. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And me, Mark. Yeah.
Me, Mark. Me, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
We Free Talk Live. That's we gross. Take call 603-283-6160.
Take the call, Buana.
Well, we don't have any calls holding at the moment, so I do want to talk about sometimes we get some really interesting headlines coming through our show prep.
Now that we're doing Tarzan stuff, I'm trying to think, is it Jimmy West Miller that was the big Tarzan guy long? Tarzan West.
Wow, my brain is not cooperating with your questioning.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I can tell you this about him, Johnny West Miller. Sorry, guys.
Oh, it is Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, he was from Austria-Hungary, the Empire.
Huh.
He was born before World War I, and I spent some time in Acapulco at Los Flamingos Motel, where he lived out his life.
Nice.
They actually did Acapulco. You know, they did Tarzan in Acapulco. And it was just interesting to, you know, to read the stuff on the wall. And
I remember the guy beating us.
He was a very tall man for the time. He was a star athlete. He was a swimmer. You know, they always had some swimming for Tarzan when Johnny West Miller was doing it.
Very Flash Gordon-esque.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you see his body now, you would be like, you know, he doesn't have a modern physique in the same way, but, you know, he was the archetype
for the
of what
time.
A man should look like at the time.
Yeah, he was what happened after the kid got the sand kicked in his face and then went and decided to work out. He was the after picture.
Yeah, I think that he wasn't quite that level of after picture, but I mean, you know, the after picture at that point wasn't was new. You know, the Atlas look.
Yeah.
I think it's Johnny.
Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas.
Yes.
Charles Atlas look was 1900. He was born in 1904 in Romania, what is now Romania.
I remember seeing those Atlas Method, like, workout ads in the back of, like, comic book magazines as a kid growing up. It was always had some illustration about the kid getting the sand kicked in his face.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd go by the book and work out for, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, and then come and he's all buff suddenly, and, like, now he could defend.
I wish I were 16, 17, 18 years old and could work out for 6 weeks and have that kind of result.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of Johnny West Miller right now, where I've done a Google image search, and while I would say he was what I wouldn't do for a body like he has today, still not archetypical for the time. So,
well, I'm okay with the body I have only because I have the amazing goatee to go with it. So
you have spent a lot of time growing it.
You don't get into this kind of shape without dedication to your craft.
Yeah,
all I'm saying.
Very interesting that Tarzan, the Lord of Greystoke, lives 25 years in the jungle and has no beard.
Yeah. Clean shaven somehow.
Somehow.
Weird. Well, speaking of weird, this article headline from Vice.com reads, "Cops tackled a grandma with dementia picking flowers, body cam footage shows."
Well,
I'm going to say that again. "Cops tackled a grandma with dementia picking flowers, body cam footage shows." Now, I've only partially skimmed this article, so I don't really know what this box of chocolates is going to hold.
It sounds like a good one, though.
But I just I have an imagination, and when I read this sentence, cops tackle the grandma with dementia picking flowers, I imagine there's some, you know, old biddy picking some flowers in
somebody else's yard.
For whatever reason, here comes Officer So-and-so. Ah!
Well, what I imagine is that they probably told her to comply in some manner, and she didn't because, A, she's demented. B, she's old. You know, like she just, you know, can't hear very well, can't think very well, and frankly doesn't give a damn what you think.
The follow-up sentence beneath the headline says, the officer grabbed the 73-year-old woman, threw her to the grass, and twisted her arms behind her back.
Gosh. You can really hurt somebody, you know, who's... Yeah, hopefully he did that as gently as possible.
I mean, I doubt it.
It seems like a really poor choice.
They're not really trained to do these things gently, Mark. You know, they're trained to dominate and take control.
But they have grandmas.
Yeah, but, I mean, do they care about anybody's grandma except their own?
I don't know.
We'll see. I would think not.
Let's go on.
A 73-year-old grandmother of nine... was picking
nine.
She has nine grandchildren.
Impressive.
Was picking wildflowers on the side of the road in Loveland, Colorado last summer when a local cop got out of his patrol vehicle and told her to stop, beginning a police encounter that ultimately left her with broken bones, bruised, and traumatized. Loveland Police Officer Austin Hopp, that's with two P's, H-O-P-P, Austin Hopp, Officer Hopp, had been driving behind Karen Garner with his overhead lights on because she was accused of shoplifting from a nearby Walmart. But Garner did not appear to notice, according to body camera footage published by Garner's attorney Wednesday.
Didn't notice the guy with the police flashers on behind.
Loveland Police Officer Austin Hoff had been driving behind Karen Garner with his overhead lights on. It says overhead lights. I assume that means the flashers.
Yep. Gumballs.
Yeah. Because she was accused of shoplifting from a nearby Walmart.
All right.
But she didn't appear to notice, according to the body camera footage. Garner has dementia and sensory aphasia, which is an inability to understand spoken and written speech, according to a federal civil rights lawsuit filed on her behalf this week against the city of Loveland and the three officers involved in Garner's arrest.
It sounds like she was a crazy person in possession of a very deadly weapon.
A pair of scissors?
The car.
Oh, the car. Oh, yeah, right. So I was thinking her picking flowers. She had a pair of scissors
Something.
Hop asked Garner why she didn't stop after he activated his lights and siren.
Of course, she couldn't understand him.
At which point, Garner gave him a blank expression.
Mm-hmm.
Said something unintelligible and started to move away. No, 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 Hop said, according to the body cam footage. Hop then grabbed the 80-pound woman.
I'm wondering, I mean, how'd she, where'd the picking flowers part of this come from? Is that what she did? Is she got some flowers at a Walmart?
I'm not certain.
Okay.
Hopefully we find out here shortly.
All right.
Officer Hop then grabbed the 80-pound woman, threw her to the grass, and twisted her arms behind her back, body cam footage shows. Garner was still clutching a handful of wildflowers. A second cop, Daria Jalali, arrived within minutes and assisted in the arrest. So, I don't know where the flowers came from. Did she shoplift the flowers from Walmart? Did she eventually pull over, even though she was paying no attention to the cop, and start picking flowers at the side of the road? It doesn't seem clear.
I think she shoplifted the flowers, is my guess.
Then, despite Garner's evident distress and small stature... Hop pushed her left arm painfully upward, according to body camera footage and the lawsuit. Police repeatedly threw her on the ground and hogtied her on the side of the road, a controversial restraint that's been banned by some police departments. Once her feet were bound, July Hop and their on-scene supervisor, Sergeant Philip Metzler, lifted her onto the back of a police vehicle, according to the lawsuit. I'm going home, Garner cried repeatedly.
At least she wasn't on the dirty ground where they threw her.
Well,
in her house dress. Sure.
Apparently she was, and then they decided to chuck her into a vehicle.
Oh, well.
I'm going home, Garner cried repeatedly. As a result of the incident, Garner was left with a dislocated shoulder, a fractured humerus bone, and a sprained wrist. She was covered with bruises by the time she arrived at the hospital, although she wasn't taken to the medical facility until several hours after she was first stopped by police, according to the lawsuit. We can talk a little bit more about what happens with this grandmother with dementia and her flowers. You can chime in at 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk show program. I don't know why I'm saying it all like this, but I am. Where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Just completely off topic and out of nowhere. A comedian that I miss, Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
That guy was hilarious.
When did he die? It had to be the like early 90s?
Yeah, he died of drugs, of course. Yeah. But like his early stuff, because he's the son of a preacher and he used to preach, but he had that sort of yelly, screamy voice.
Yeah.
And so, like, I remember one specific comedy bit of his where people are like, so Sam, you know, you used to do a bit of preaching and, you know, do you think you still have it? And he went into like an exact, you know, televangelist sort of onstage tire. And you're like, yeah, dude, still got it. I don't know why that came up. I just wanted to mention that I miss Sam Kinison. Liberty Stickers is something that you can do if you would like to reach people with the ideas of liberty. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. We could continue talking about this grandmother with dementia who picked some flowers and some cops decided to tackle her and hog tie her and apparently break a bone and sprain her arm. But first, let's go to Jerome calling from Charleston. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's one hell of a story you just told.
Well, we were talking about it.
Tell the story you just told.
We were talking about it in the previous segment, and we could talk about it again. Would you like to talk about it, or did you have something else?
Yeah, that and the fact that they'll probably give the cops a promotion or something, you know.
I don't know. I think things have changed, Jerome. I mean, I
give them a raise or something, you know.
I'm with you that would have been true, say as recently as 3 years ago, but I kind of feel like stuff has changed, and that.
You think so?
I do. I think it's changed a lot.
Why did George Floyd get murdered and they put a scumbag cop on the trial on trial and he couldn't even get up and damn? He said, "No, I'm gonna take the fifth."
Oh, well,
the scumbag, the scumbag didn't want to talk.
Well, police.
I'm surprised.
Police know how trials work. They've been through far more of them than you and I, and they have union representatives to represent them. So I would recommend people watch very closely as to how these things go so that they know how to deal with it in the future. Just because the cop hasn't testified doesn't mean anything. He's probably going to get found guilty.
Something. Doesn't mean he's guilty. Like George Floyd, like George Zimmerman murdering Trayvon Martin, and he didn't testify. It doesn't mean anything. To who?
Do you think that people in America should be forced to testify during their own trials?
Hey, if it was something that would get him off. He would have gotten on the witness stand. You couldn't have kept him off of that play off the witness stand.
And indeed.
But hey, look, I know he's guilty, okay? And anyone watching that tape.
He certainly had his knee on that guy's neck, and it all just comes down to what the medical examiners say, and some have said that he killed him.
Yeah, no, you know what it's going to come down to? Whose skin do the jury believe? George Floyd dead and in a burial site. Who's black?
Let me ask you this then: if you want to bring color into it, Jerome, how come a city gets caught on fire when a 20-year-old black man is accidentally shot, but a 13-year-old Latino is shot and the city doesn't burn in Chicago?
Look, you can't expect me to explain people's conduct.
I can't either. You want to bring race into it.
Rage is rage.
Rage is rage. Agreed. Okay. And I think everybody, no matter what the color of their skin is, should get the same justice.
You're talking about a country that has slavery. Weren't you just talking about
all countries had slavery?
Jim Crow?
Wait a second. Hold on, Jim Crow. Are you trying to tell me you don't believe for a second that your ancestors ever owned anybody? Slavery is the natural state of humans.
I have no idea. I'd be very disappointed about it, but I have
it's
no
the
idea.
Truth.
The argument.
I'd be willing to bet $1 million if I could put my hands on it to bet that you have somewhere in your past a slave owner. I mean, because that's how it was.
Or owned.
Well, that too. Both of us.
Yeah, I'm going to say there, an argument could very well be made that all of us currently are slaves.
Hey, I can only imagine what my real last name would be, because I just watched them talk about some graves that they found, and the person's last name on the grave was my last name. Okay? This is some old graves that they managed to clean up and they found.
I found, I was on Egmont Key. It's in Tampa Bay, Florida, and they had some graves there, and there was an incident, I guess, and a bunch of people died of disease, and they had, and three black men was on the gravestone, because it was worth putting the white men's name and their families' names, but wasn't worth putting the black men. And I think that,
hey,
you know, this country has recent history that's worth talking about, but at the same time, I think that we all, to move forward, there needs to be healing, and I don't know what that healing looks like. Go ahead, Jerome.
I got to ask you about the, I got to tell you about some of the witnesses that Nelson, Chauvin's lawyer, put on the witness stand. A couple of them, the guy Fowler, the clown they had on there with the bald head.
I haven't watched any of it.
He was a clown because he's talking one way, and then when they cross-examine him, he said, well, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And then they got the other guy, the use of force guy, the white hair, the old guy. He's saying that even when they have you handcuffed on the ground, have you subdued with their knee on your neck and you're dying, that's not illegal force. Okay? So there's another fool that they dug up. So they just put a bunch of liars on the defense attorney, and then you got Shelby. Oh, no, I'm not going to testify. Hey, you kill a guy, but now you're a coward. You're scared, to tell your side, huh? So, and they're supposed to, acquit him, huh?
Oh, I don't want him to acquit him.
Huh?
That's not my goal.
I want
everybody to get a fair trial.
They shoot another 20-year-old kid.
It was a terrible mistake.
Taser!
On the force, man. Right. 26 damn years on the police force, and you don't know the difference between a loaded gun and a taser.
Yeah, there was another incident out in L.A. about 10 years ago where Metro Police Department police officer, that's for the subway police officer, thought he was pulling his taser and pulled his gun and shot the person. He got a year. And that's why I say things I think are changing is because officers are getting time now. I mean, Philando Castile was shot just in the last few years in Minneapolis, and the officer didn't get any time for that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The new data showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose, more than 82 million people are fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week. Jody Guest is a professor and vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University. She tells CBS News that the rise can be attributed to spreading variants of the virus, as well as pandemic fatigue.
I think at this point in time, we see the variants are a huge part of it, and not enough people are being vaccinated, although certainly those numbers are growing every single day, which is fantastic. But we also see people are really tired, and people have, don't want to wear their masks out in public anymore. They want to get back to what life felt like before COVID-19, and we really need to stay on top of all those prevention measures. They really matter when we don't have enough of our population vaccinated yet, and they are the way to keep the variants from circulating.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are a national, nay, international talk radio program where you can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number for you to do so is in the U.S., 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. 283-6160. It's how you get on the show. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Me, Mark. And me, Mark. I don't know.
It's just that. No, it's... I feel like if you're going to say me, Mark, I should be, tonight on show, me, captain. And then you go, me, Mark.
It's funny.
Something like that. But I want to mention that we had a caller named Tony who couldn't stick around. He had bad reception, but he just wanted to correct me, and I do stand corrected, or sit corrected in this case. Sam Kinison did not die of drugs, although he did a whole lot of drugs during his time on planet Earth. He actually died in 1992 in an automobile crash.
Ow!
Yeah, that's the one. That's the guy. Yep. So he died due to internal injuries from the accident, so I sit corrected. Sam Kinison, I still miss you. At any rate, we have been talking about this grandmother with dementia who got tackled by some cops after picking flowers? Maybe possibly shoplifting at Walmart?
Maybe the flowers were shoplifted from Walmart?
Okay. Maybe.
All right.
She was covered with bruises by the time she arrived at the hospital, although she wasn't taken to the medical facility until several hours after she was first stopped by police, according to the lawsuit. After the lawsuit was filed Wednesday and covered by local media outlets, including KUSA, an NBC affiliate in Denver, the Loveland Police Department said in a statement that it would investigate the encounter. They wouldn't investigate it beforehand based on, like, complaints or anything like that. It wasn't until a news outlet ran a story about it that they go, oh, you know what, we're going to investigate it.
Yeah.
But don't worry, everybody. They'll investigate themselves and find they did nothing wrong.
Well, I think things have changed in the law enforcement sphere, and probably nobody told the cops that there are people, especially 73-year-old people, whom if you don't treat with kid gloves, that you're going to get in trouble. I think things have changed, and we're seeing a heck of a lot more trials of police officers. And I would like to make this abundantly clear, ladies and gentlemen, I do not think that jail fixes people who've made mistakes. I think that, in fact, police get justice. The rest of us get thrown in the can for life.
Mm.
That Americans want blood so bad that it, you know, I would hate to drag police down to our level.
The only change that I think has occurred, Mark, is the internet. The speed at which information travels now.
That's certainly changed.
We hear about these things quicker. You know, oh, this happened yesterday, right? All of our stories here on Free Talk Live pretty fresh as a result of the speed at which this information travels. I think that the only thing that has changed is that we're able to see more of what's been going on this entire time, right? It's just that now there's a much brighter light shown upon the problem.
Let's hope so.
Anyway, officials added that they'd only heard of the incident this week, having not received any prior complaints. Weird. In the meantime, the department has placed Officer Hopp on administrative leave and reassigned Jalali and Meltzer to administrative duties. Now, let's see. If I were doing some job that was not law enforcement, and I tackled a grandmother with dementia, I broke her arm, I sprained her wrist, I hogtied her and chucked her into a vehicle, and then several hours later dropped her off at a hospital, you think I'd lose my job?
Well, I tend to think so.
You think I might be thrown in a cage?
I don't know about that. It depends on how much media the story got, I would say. Yeah.
Seems a bit of a double standard to me.
I'd say that the first thing I'd like to do is think of myself as a security guard at Walmart.
Okay.
And if...
What a horrible thing to think of yourself as, but whatever, go on.
Well, this is a story about Walmart and shoplifting.
Okay.
And presumably the flowers at Walmart, they never were very clear in the story.
Yeah, they weren't.
It's
Vice, so, I mean, it's not like journalism or anything.
Indeed. So, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who probably should not have driven there, but there's lots of people at Walmart that did not drive there.
Yep. Yep,
places full of people who didn't drive there. And you're dealing with somebody who stole some flowers or whatever. No, I wouldn't touch them. I'd let them go. I think I'd just take pictures and let it go. If it happened more than once, then it might be a problem.
They have these things called loss prevention. And by they, I mean large corporations, Walmart specifically. And they have security people, of course. They have security cameras. And some amount of, we'll call it shoplifting, is, I don't want to say acceptable, but is accepted.
Shrinkage.
Yes. They have all sorts of terminology for it. Because it is in their best interests to cause less scenes at the place where people shop.
Yeah, fewer scenes. Yeah,
right, that kind of a thing, so that people have a more pleasant shopping experience. So they build a little bit of that in. But I'm just saying that if this were anybody but law enforcement, that I certainly wouldn't be relegated to desk duty
during
the investigation. But Garner's family wants to make sure that this doesn't happen to anyone ever again, and they're hoping for significant changes in personnel, leadership, and policy at the Loveland Police Department. This is not a single bad apple type of scenario, Sarah Schielke, Garner's attorney in the lawsuit, told Vice News.
Okay.
This is a systemic, cultural, deeply ingrained, coming down from leadership type of attitude where this is not community policing, it's community terrorism, practically.
Well, this is what the lawyers are paid to do, is to get this kind of excitement whipped up. But in this case, sounds pretty legit.
I don't usually agree with attorneys on many things, but this statement about it's not community policing, it's community terrorism, I think is quite the statement.
It's a powerful statement.
She added, if somebody's dumb enough in their mind to not capitulate, they're going to pay for it, even if you're elderly and disabled. That's sad. While Gardner's children were doing their best to keep an eye on her, she slipped out to the Walmart the afternoon of her arrest, Schielke said later. Garner wound up wandering out of the store without paying for Pepsi, candy bar, a T-shirt, and some stain-removing wipes.
Strange.
Worth less than $14 altogether. No mention of flowers.
No mention of flowers.
Walmart employees stopped her and took the items back. Okay. Loss prevention kicked in. Then they refused her attempt to pay and called the police, according to the lawsuit.
Mm.
So they stopped her. They're like, hey, you
took
those
things.
Once you
get to a certain point, they really don't like the whole thing.
She's like, I'm sorry, here, have some money. They're like, no, and called the police.
Yeah.
Casey Staheely, a spokesperson for Walmart, said in a statement to Vice News, we stopped the customer after noticing her attempt to take merchandise from the store without paying for it. To protect the safety of our people, the police were called only after Ms. Garner became physical with an associate. Hop found Garner a few blocks away from Walmart as she was walking home.
It sounds like they need to keep a better eye on their mom. It's an unfortunate circumstance, but who knows? This is weird stuff.
It is. It seems like they did go a little too far to me.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. What if this happened to your grandmother? Let us know.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Mark Edge. How's that?
Yeah, you know, you're getting pretty good at this.
You change the intro every time the way you do it, so I have to pay close attention to how I say it. Yeah.
You know, if you keep this up, Mark, you might be pretty good at radio after some time.
I'll do my best.
This is no laughing matter. A month and a day ago, on March 16th of 2021, terrorists disguised as government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in custody today. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. This is a website we put together for their legal defense fund. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. They're no laughing matter. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto6 from further aggression from the state. This case is likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Please help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com. Your contributions are appreciated. Do you have any comments on the Crypto6 generally, Mark?
Well, I'm...
Updates that maybe we haven't talked about. I
talked to attorneys.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I've talked to Ian's attorney specifically. I have not. Not in a couple of weeks. I talked to attorneys last week, and I found it very heartening when they said, this isn't money transmitting. No crime's been committed here.
Amen to that.
So I hope that it continues on. I hope that we can, you know, that basically stop these charges before a trial even starts. But we'll see.
Again, thecrypto6.com. If you cannot donate or you already have, please share the website on your social media and that type of a thing. Discuss it with family and friends. You know, send them to the websites. Anything that you can do to help is appreciated. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Joe calling from New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Listen, I want to talk about the Democrats and the media and how they're misreporting facts in these cases. Most of these cases are involving people that commit crimes. They're letting these convicted criminals out of prison, and a lot of them for murder, and yet they want to hang the cops. It's like, what, they're turning the tables. It's like all the cops are criminals and all the sinners are saints. This is insane. They're screwing the country. It's the Democrats and the media.
Well, so my thoughts on that. I've spent some time in prison, and I'm telling you, I don't care whether they're a cop or a convicted killer. Putting them in prison, frankly, isn't. It really isn't a solution. I think it's a.
But
it's
what do you do?
A bad. I don't know the answer to that, and I would love to hear other ideas.
That's the victims of these crimes. Should these guys get let out?
Okay, so if we ask the victims of crimes, then you're just talking about Iran, where the lady's like, let's put some poison in the and some acid in the eye of the guy who. What?
And the press and the media is misreporting all these facts, and they're part of the Democratic Party.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
It's not without news. It's propaganda.
I get where you're coming from when you say that the press is full of Democrats. I tend to agree. And I do think that they make some major problems. Most of the people who are getting let out are getting let out because of COVID. But let's not forget the United States incarcerates 10 times more people than the next closest competitor.
I bought a New York State driver's license so I could go to Canada.
All right.
Can we go to Canada now? But you could crawl across the southern border as kids. These kids. Are they going to get jobs? Are they going to support themselves?
Now you're just rambling off on Republican talking points. It's like you don't want to talk about incarceration.
Yeah, because we're losing the country. Why don't we get rid of the 14th Amendment?
Which one is that?
They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. Let's get rid of habeas corpus.
Okay.
How about freedom of speech? Let's get rid of that, too. They're shutting people down.
Most of that is already gone, if you're paying any attention.
I think that Free Talk Live does more to enforce freedom of speech than any other organization in America. I think that freedom of speech is going away in America, and I think it's sad.
Yeah, we're losing the country to the Democrats and big corporations, big pharma.
Yep.
This is outrageous. Do you think the Democrats actually won this election? There's no way.
I don't know.
A legitimate president.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Joe.
I don't know who a legitimate president is and who isn't. I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as a legitimate president because, I never signed anything, and I don't need a leader. I'm completely capable of leading myself.
Okay.
One of the reasons, and I've said it before, that I retain this moniker of Captain Kickass, the Reverend Captain Kickass, is because it's a reminder to be the captain of myself, first and foremost, and then hopefully other people can be reminded that, hey, guess what? You, too, can be the captain of yourself. You don't need any of these politicians making decisions for you and how to live your life, in what way, shape, and form you should spend your money and who you should give it to. You should be making all of those decisions yourself. Be the captain of yourself. At any rate, I think we pretty much burnt this Vice article about the grandma, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I want to talk about prison sentences.
Okay.
The gentleman called in, and look, one of the things that goes with...
You mean the gulags?
Yeah, goes with being a Republican appears to be this law and order mentality, and when they do something bad, lock them up, they're criminals, and this sort of thing. Look, I went to prison for a long time for a very bad crime. That crime was second-degree murder. Now, you can determine that I was guilty, or you can determine that the fact that I got released early because of the Florida Supreme Court meant that I was innocent. You can make whatever determination you wish to make. I'm going to tell you, I never killed anybody. But, besides that, I got to see the inner workings of all of this. And prison doesn't do anything but separate people from society. And frankly, you'd have a very successful prison system, nearly as successful as we have, if you only released, if you just released everybody at age 34. Just let them out of jail once they hit 34.
Wow.
Because, and I got out before I was 34, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people rotting away in jail. I can tell you, there's a lot of good men who will never get out because they did something terrible in their 19th year. And, you know, it's nice to not have to think about them anymore. They're gone! Ah! Screw them!
As of 2016, more than 2.3 million people were incarcerated in the United States.
Yep.
That's a rate of 698 people per 100,000. So if you live in a town of 100,000 people, 698 of them in prison.
Yeah.
And that's just of 2016. Let me see if I can find something a little more recent here.
Yeah, I just don't. It's not that I don't think that incarceration should be part of the playbook. I think that, you know, we've. I think that a lot of young men can be changed by, you know, all kinds of actions. They've tied the hands. Legislatures have tied the hands of judges. And, you know, many actions have resulted in all kinds of things. I think we need to be more creative. And I think we need to be come up with better stuff than what we're doing. Locking people up is a lame, poor way to solve the problem, in my opinion.
Oh, agreed. The prison population by state, 2021, this is from worldpopulationreview.com. The United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think it's about 10 times its next closest competitor.
This is despite the national incarceration rate being at its lowest in 20 years.
Yes.
About 25% of the world's total prison population is in the United States,
yeah,
which holds about 2.19 million prisoners as of 2019. 25% of the world's total prison population in the United States. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.